Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lenny's School Watch Friday Night Special. The call-in number is 1-877-497-9937. An additional number is 818-394-8537. Please call in tonight. Share with us about your life. Tonight, John is going to speak with us and interpret the English in Swahili. We may also have a guest pastor from San Diego. We will be reading in John, so if you'd like to follow along, look for your book of John. Join us tonight by calling in after we give the lesson in John and get prayer requests or testimonies about your life of being a Christian. The toll-free number is 1-877-497-9937. You can also email me at diane@lenning.com. Welcome to Lenning School Watch. This is Diane Lenning, your host. We're so glad you're here with us tonight. I would like to open in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this opportunity to share in English and other languages tonight. We're hoping in Swahili. And we pray that you would bless those who listen and anoint the speakers and help us to get the word out to people around the world of the good news. And at the same time, learn how to read English and share a little about our cultures and get to know one another. And we just pray that your will be done and that you would keep your hand of protection over all of God's family, over all of God's children around the world. And we just thank you so much, Lord, for this opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I have my producer I talked to before the show started who says she has a friend who she's going to call to see if he can call in. He's been wanting to call into the show, and she just needed to get information to him. He's a pastor of a church down in Oceanside area in California. And so if he calls in tonight, we may get opportunity to share it with him. And in the meantime, we will be beginning. And be sure to get out your book of John. And I'm going to try to sing a little bit tonight, a song that we sang when I was young, many years ago, as a teenager in church. And it's from a scripture. It's from Psalms 23, verse 6. So there are many songs using scripture. And maybe over time I could start doing some of those. I'll look up my book and see if I can sing some of those. Going to have to be a cappella, though, because I don't have any recordings of these. Okay, so here we go. This is from Psalms 23:6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, all the days of my life. That's from Psalms 23:6. And maybe someday we'll get some people in here who can sing some of these songs for us. But if this is taped and you want to sing that in your church, perhaps you'll learn a new song. And I will try to sing it again at the end or sometime during here if my voice holds out here. But tonight we're going to read from John chapter 2. Now we know in our last lesson with our person from John in Africa who speaks Swahili, we learned about when John the Baptist introduced Jesus to his friends. And that he told his friends that this is Jesus, the Christ, the Son of God. Now we're going into chapter 2 of John, and we're going to learn here about when Jesus changes water into wine. On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there. And Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." "Woman, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied. "My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Nearby stood six stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim with water, of course. Verse 8, then he told them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize it, where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone bring out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now." Verse 11. What Jesus did here in Cana of Galilee was the first of the signs through which he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. After this, he went down to Capernaum with his mother and his brothers and disciples. There they stayed for a few days. Jesus clears the temple. When it was almost time for the Jewish Passover, Jesus went to Jerusalem. In the temple courts, he found people selling cattle, sheep, and dove, and others sitting at tables exchanging money. So he made a whip out of cords and drove all from the temple court, both sheep and cattle. He scattered the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. To those who sold doves, he said, "Get these out of here. Stop turning my father's house into a market." Disciples remembered that it is written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." Verse 18. The Jews then responded to him, "What sign can you show us to prove your authority to do all this?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy the temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days." Now, we don't know if this is symbolic or literal, but we'll find out. They replied, "It has taken 46 years to build the temple, and you are going to raise it in 3 days?" But the temple he had spoken was of his body. After he was raised from the dead, disciples recalled what he had said. Then they believed the scripture and the words that Jesus spoke. That's because we know when Christ was crucified, his body died, but then in 3 days came to life and arose again. So that's when they truly believed and knew 100% certain what he spoke and that he was Christ. Now, while he was in Jerusalem at the Passover festival, many people saw the signs he was performing and believed in him. But Jesus would not entrust himself to them, for he knew all people. He did not need any testimony about mankind, for he knew what was in each person. Now, here we're looking at a time when Jesus was upset because the money changers were trying to sell things in church and make it like the market. Jesus was wanting them to give it proper respect to the temple and not to treat it like the market. So, because of the miracles he did in Jerusalem at the Passover celebration, many people were convinced that he was the Messiah. But Jesus didn't trust him, for he knew mankind to the core. No one needed to tell him how changeable human nature is. Our human nature is that stubborn will to do what we want for ourselves, to gratify our own self, our own needs, our own flesh. Those often are strong. But Jesus, we find, is wanting good, strong adult Christians to set aside that nature of self. Sacrifice ourselves in a way that we would give up what we want to do what he wants, or to give up what we want to do for our own gratification, to work with a team that would gratify everyone and all of the body. And we often call this the greater good. When we do things for the greater good, we set aside our own personal needs or wants or stubbornness or willfulness out of respect and love for Right. Now, tonight, you know, you want to become a member of God's family. You can do that. And I'm going to pray with you in a minute for those who hear this to have opportunity to accept Jesus as your Savior, who we were just reading about in chapter 2. In John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." That verse is for you, right here and now, as you hear this word. It's for you to decide God gives us our own choice. He doesn't force us. He gives you a choice to join his family. But he does try to woo you. He does try to tell you and explain about it and the goodness of a walk with God, of stepping out of darkness into light and going from confusion into a life of consistency and assurance that God is there with you. So if you'd like to pray with me now to receive Jesus, let's do that. Let's bow our heads and fold our hands. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for each soul, for each person here who is deciding right now to accept you into their heart as their Lord and Savior. We pray that you would help them to understand and to know that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, as it says in Romans 3:23. That we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, and then ask him to forgive us of our sins. So if you're wanting to do that now, just ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins and to come into your heart as your Lord and Savior today. And we just pray that God will instruct you and that your mind will be open and to receive the instruction through the Word of God that God gives us in the New Testament about how to live and be a Christian. We pray that you would give each person another person in their life who is also a Christian to share and learn about the Scripture, that you would help them to reach out to others in their community who may be in need or may desire also to know the Lord. And we just know the angels in heaven sing. They sing loudly and rejoice for every new one that comes into the family of God. And we just thank you for each one in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's just worship and listen to this music and worship as the angels sing and rejoice as you have now accepted the Lord in your life. Just say, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And that just talk to the Lord like your friend and ask him to help you to walk every day while we're listening to this music.
Thank you.
for each one who has joined your family tonight. Bless them and keep them in Jesus' name. We are going to pray for our co-host who has not called in yet and has not responded to my messages. I'm just praying that he's okay. He was scheduled tonight to interpret our scripture in Swahili. So let's pray together right now that he has protection and that he is well. Dear Lord, we just pray for John right now that for whatever reason he is called, not called in, that you will remedy that problem and that you'll protect him and keep him from harm and danger, and that you will, if he's ill, Lord, we pray that you would make him well and surround him with your love and glory and your angels of protection round about him. And we just pray that you will do that. In Jesus' name, I'm so happy to see my producers on here. I'm going to bring her on in just a second, but I just wanted to say, because she couldn't hear, that I have read the entire chapter 2 of John, and our John has not called in. So maybe we could have a few minutes of prayer requests and praying, okay? Hello, Maria. Glad you called.
Pastor Warren will call you. Is he on the way? Yeah.
Okay. So why don't we have a few prayer requests, and let's pray about some things. You and I both know we have lots to pray about. Let's pray about some things. And can you talk about some things maybe we need to pray about? I just prayed for John because he has not called in, and I don't know why, and I'm concerned about him. So I just prayed for him. Do you have any other ideas? Of who we could pray for.
It's right now. It's I think about it too. It's the only first in my mind right now is to pray for Ruam Jai Church in San Diego, to put Ruam Jai Church and AAYF for their community in San Diego, a community, if possible, if this is in God's will, make it happen as soon as possible. I would like to have Asian American put the group together and pray about, because I just have the email from a friend, especially Calnet. He said that is American under the judgment, America. Possible we can use people from the community, start wherever I am, in Vista, I am in Oceanside, in San Diego, or no matter where. Wherever you are, can we put a group of prayer together, and we pray for send the angel to each group when they start praying. That what Carl asked me in the email. He said that as all your praying, fasting, and get together and pray is the power of prayer. And that what I ask for, if possible, put Asian American in San Diego. And that's the only one thing I can think right now is in my mind is I would like to help God to bless all of us, and we pray that put Asian American together in San Diego and this area, North County, San Diego. American,
okay, I'll
Asian,
just add... I'll just add to that a little bit, and then we can pray. But I'll add to what Maria said. She has a big heart for the Asian people, especially in Southern California, San Diego area, and she has shared her heart with me, and now I've got a big heart for the Asian people, especially in Southern California. And we just really want to see a good life come to them. We want to see success, peace, and harmony, and that they step from darkness into light, but they need guidance and how best to do that. And guidance comes from God in many ways. It comes through scripture, it comes through prayer, it comes from God using one person to tell another. It just comes from waiting and fasting and praying and impressions of what God wants us to do. When we have a door open to us and we step through it, does it work? Or is the door closed and then we know to go another direction? And would you like to pray first or me, Marie? It doesn't matter.
I let you pray for me. You are the best prayer. I listen and I go along. I listen.
Okay. Yes, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for Maria and her life that she's dedicated for others, and that especially for the Asian people. But she's had such a vision to bring the American Asians and all Americans and all people of all races together through cultural understanding and through the Bible, through understanding that God and Jesus Christ is our Savior to all of us, that He is our common denominator that brings us together, that brings understanding through the differences we have. And Lord, we just pray that you will woo the Asian community to you. Help them to see God in things around them. When they drive through the community, help them to see how God has blessed this country. And help them to see God in the plants and the shape of the hills and the ocean and all the goodness in other people that maybe they wonder why they're so good or kind to them. Help them to see God and woo them to you through their surroundings and these circumstances. And help our team as we work together to have wisdom to step forward in a plan that you want us to follow. And in a way, we do want it to take place, for we don't have our own personal agenda of how to do it. We just want God to lead us, and we will follow. And we pray that you will help us see the path ahead together, that we will agree on the path ahead of how to reach the community and help the community to see God's love through us and what we do. And in various points, but a major point through the Rum Jai Church, that could be the major reflection of God to the community through this cultural outreach center in San Diego area, that it's basically starting from scratch. And we just pray that you will help our foundation to be strong, that you will help us to build on it together, that we will all put our commitment, strength, power, understanding, and work behind forming this together as you would have each one of us input. For each one of us is so different and with different talents, but that's because you made it that way. You want us to contribute our various talents. We pray that you bless each one in this leadership team to have strength and good health and long life. We're all old, and I probably am the youngest one, and I'm old. So, Lord, bless us. Give us strength. Help us to know how to take care of our bodies and to get good rest so we can meet the task ahead that you want us to do. For we know with the work of many, it makes the burden light. And we just pray that we each share the burden and we can do to the fullest what you want us to do. We pray for our angels that you would protect around about us, each one with our angels that you have assigned for us, and help us to feel and appreciate and understand their protection. And often their warnings, feelings of warnings that they may give us. Help us to be in tune to hearing what you want us to do, Lord. And we just pray these things. In Jesus' name. Why don't you pray in Thai, Maria, or whatever, English, I don't care, but I'd like to hear you pray. You're such a good prayer warrior. I pray.
I'm a good writer, but I'm not a good prayer.
Just pray like
but
you're talking to me all the time.
But anyway, thanks a lot for praying, Diane. I think if Pastor Charles, Ajahn Chilam, is he's good in Thai and Laos, and he's good on that. So I wait until he call and then he can pray me better. I'm not a good prayer, but I'm a good singer, and I can tell. But anyway, if a church room guy, a Thai church in San Diego, we need someone to pray for us, and we go start all over again, and we still need someone, Kolong, Chao Thai Lao, Khmer, Asian, ทั้งหมด ได้ มาร่วมกัน อีก ครั้ง ที่ San Diego ค่ะ ก็ ขอขอบคุณ ทุกๆคน ที่ ได้รับฟัง ข่าวนี้ ที่ Diane กับ ดิฉัน กำลัง คุยกันอยู่ ก็ ในพระนาม ของ พระ เยซู คริสต์เจ้า พระ เจ้า ยิ่งใหญ่ เราไม่มีโอกาส ที่จะทำงาน ระหว่างเรา พระ เจ้า เท่านั้น ที่จะช่วยเรา ปกป้องเรา นำเราไปในถูก ในทางแสงสว่าง ในทางที่พระองค์ได้วางเอาไว้ ในพระนามของพระเยซูคริสต์เจ้า ป้า อธิษฐานไม่เป็น เพลย์ไม่เป็น ได้แต่คิด และเขียนได้อย่างเดียวค่ะ ขอบคุณ โอ้ ขอบคุณพระบิดาเจ้า พระเจ้ายิ่งใหญ่ ในพระนามของพระเยซูคริสต์เจ้า Amen. And thanks a lot for praying. That's all I can say. And thank
well,
you. What we call
I'm so glad you're I'm so glad you called in, because there's some purpose in this for God's reasons, and we'll find out someday, hopefully. But what contact information should we give them? Both our emails or what?
Okay. Now, it's an, the email that I received from the prophecy and call, and it said that to make sure that tell everyone when you have a chance. They said that to read Isaiah, also Isaiah chapter 9, verse 10, and the question is America under judgment? And to make sure that everyone be prepared, it's a time, it's a God time, and if I know, I wrote something in here, may I read a little bit?
Please do. Please do. That would be great.
He said like this. He said, for turning away from God as the ancient Israel did, the ancient ministry that hold the secret of America future. Why we call 911 being and but just a little note that to make sure tell everyone that be prepared. He said be prepared and read the Bible and pray. God is waiting. God is never forsake you. And God always waiting for you, because America is the one nation under God. And God is waiting because it right now, especially the time right now, we need the real leader. Just pray and God will send the right person to lead the country. Because this is God's country, the one nation under God. Amen? That's what he said, to make sure to tell everyone this is a good nation. And we don't, God give us, give everyone a chance that he is waiting for, and Jesus is coming. Amen.
That was Carl who suggested that. And it was the book of Isaiah.
I wrote it down. Yeah.
Book of Isaiah, what chapter again?
Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 10.
Okay, chapter 9, verse 10. Very good. Okay, well, I'm really hopeful that Pastor Vaughn gets there pretty soon. Is he coming to your house?
No, he called. We on the phone, and I give him the toll free to. It said Diane is. I told that you are on the radio right now, and during the time that we play, I saw his number. It show on my phone, but I cannot. I cannot.
Okay.
He might call you because he have your phone already. I mean the toll free already. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm only planning on staying on about 10 more minutes unless you have something we want to talk about. We could play a little music and rest our voices and then come back, or we can pray some more. Do you want to pray about, I think maybe we ought to pray about America. Don't you? You just talked about people here.
Let me call Pastor Warren. Back, so he might misunderstand. We called when he called the trophy. I will let him know. I will call you back. Let me call Pastor Warren first, and then I will call you back.
Okay, I'll pray and then play some music. Thank you, Maria.
Okay.
So hang on with us. We are going to pray for America right now. So if you're listening here, just thank you, Maria. If you're listening, just bow your head and. Let's pray for America. God,
praise
we know
you,
that America is a leader in the world, and that when you're a leader, sometimes people don't like you or they want what you have. They don't understand why America has so much and maybe they don't or the rest of the world doesn't. We just pray, Lord, that you would help people on both sides of this scenario I've just spoken of understand that each one of us is a child of God, and it doesn't really matter how many material things we have in life, that what matters is our soul, that we've accepted Jesus as our Savior and that we're a part of God's family. And help people not to be envious and jealous of what others have earned. And help those who've earned to learn how to share in such a way that is beneficial to others. Help us to show how our way of life can help benefit theirs, but yet they don't have to give up their own way of life totally, maybe just adjust a little bit here and there. We're not saying ever that we're better than, but we're saying here we found a good way. Let us show you a better way. Like Jesus said in the New Testament, when we changed from the Old Testament to the New Testament, God is saying to us, let me show you a better way than the Old Testament. The Old Testament was kind of an old antiquated way of doing things, but now God has a better way. Help us all to be open to that. Help people to be open to one another, to be open-minded and not closed-minded. Help people not be so self-centered, but to be more outgoing and sharing and loving and kind with one another. And we pray that you would help the one you want to be president to be president. Lord, you know so many of us don't want the current president to be president again. Many of us think that would be a disaster. Lord, we pray that you would be with us and help us to do the right thing. We want your will to be done. But just like when Jesus prayed at the Garden of Gethsemane, when he knew what was ahead, he said, Lord, let this cup pass from me. Lord, you know we're all anxious. Help us not to succumb to that anxiousness, but to lift our spirits into the trust of God, that God will prevail, that when we all begin to walk in the way that God wants us to live, bring America back to God. Help them to give up their wickedness and their sins. Help them to love God and the ways of God and not to persecute the goodness of people. Help them to see their own wickedness within themselves and not to accuse others of wickedness for their goodness. Lord, that is just such a dichotomy
of what
the Scripture says. We just pray that you would bless and protect all those elected officials from harm and danger. We've had many mysterious deaths of people who have stood up for right. Lord, we pray that you would protect all those who stand up with a strong voice, speaking for others, for righteousness and for goodness, and for what they want in America. Lord, we just pray that you would, like I say, bring a revival, a good old-fashioned revival, where people are just slain in the spirit after seeking after God, in which they see demonstrated again the strength, the power, and glory of God, like we often saw years ago. And we know that people have come away from that they wanted something a little more pious or a little more reformed. But yet the emptiness in so much of that is not attractive to those who are seeking after God. Help them to see your glory. Help them to see your power. Help them to see your love for them. Help them to see the love of a loving Father. Help those who have had an abusive father to be healed from that. Help those who have had abusive spouses to be healed from that. Help those who have sinned to be forgiven of their sins. For those who have committed evil acts and wicked crimes, Lord, help them to seek forgiveness and to know that you forgive when they truly seek forgiveness. Lord, we pray that the hearts of the Muslims will be softened and that will be wooed to you by your Spirit and accept you, God, as their Lord and Savior. We pray for the terrorists that their hearts will be softened, that they will see God in their surroundings, that they will see God in the environment, in the earth, the sea, the animals, plant life, the storms, the clouds. Help them to understand that is God's power and God's glory. And we just pray, Lord, that you would take your hand and intervene with these drug cartel members who are crossing our border into our country and invading us, invading our territory and trying to ruin our kids by selling drugs for their own selfish whims and desires and for greed. Lord, we pray that you'll take away that greed from their hearts, that they will see that all that money doesn't really matter, that what matters is a life with God. Soften their hearts, Lord. Bring a revival in the Spirit. Protect those who are still in Mexico, who are in close proximity to those drug cartel criminals. Help them, Lord, to stop the criminal acts they're perpetrating upon the people in Mexico. Give people a safe environment and protection from this horrible crime against them. We pray that you would reach the highest reaches of our governments, in all governments of the world, but especially America and Mexico, Lord, that you would reach their hearts, soften their hearts to the needs, and give them a love for the people, to be honest, and run their offices with integrity and not to pit one segment of the people against another. Do away with this greed mentality and the envy mentality of pitting those who've achieved against those who haven't. Help those who have not achieved to learn how to achieve and to understand that that's within their realm of possibility as well, if they but work for it and trust God to help them to do it. And we pray these things in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh, so can you say that so I can call, please? Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Go ahead. Go ahead, and I'll play a song while you're gone, and we'll hang on.
Okay. Okay, John. Be right back.
All right, thank you.
Oh, praise to Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Let's play a little music, and you can just worship quietly until she comes back. We're trying to reach Pastor Vaughn. Like Pastor Vaughn has called in, so we're going to be introducing him in a moment. I met him quite a few months ago and have talked to him several times and enjoyed his conversation. He's pastor of a church down near Oceanside area in California, and he's a wonderful man of God, and we're going to bring him on and let him tell a little bit about himself and his church and what they do in their organization, and then we'll just chat a bit. Hello there, Pastor Vaughn.
Hello, Diane. How are you doing today?
Very good. So glad you called in.
Well, it's a blessing to talk with such a powerful woman of God, and I've met you for quite some time, one thing, in our city, our church is located in the city of Oceanside, Genesis Ministries International, under Bishop Michael Babin being the head bishop of the church in this local community. Our community has suffered a great loss this week by one of the profound professional athletes, Junior Seau, and our condolences go out to the people of San Diego and the Seau family in regards to their loss, because he was a tremendous blessing and for many unfortunate youths, and because he contributed a lot to the communities as far as helping them out. So it says, you know, our city is a little sad today that Mr. Sayal has left us, but we know that we will see him again.
Yes.
Now, Diane, so how are you doing?
Well, we are right in the place of developing a plan that we're hoping we can bring leaders on board such as you to work in the San Diego area to be an outreach into that whole Southern California area. You know, for the audience, that Pastor Vaughn also knows Maria. We're mutual friends.
That's
and
right.
He knows how she has such a heart for the Asians, and we are trying to work with all minorities because
yes.
We know many can benefit by knowing God and some education and a little bit of guidance on how to improve their lives and have peace and harmony. And that's what we're working on right now, a plan that will be a center from the Rumjai Church there in San Diego, but we hope that from there it would reach out in a network of joining all the churches in the area and working together on some kind of consensus plan that if we all work together with similar ideas in the area, we can bring a lot of our kids who are on drugs or who are uneducated or who maybe need citizenship or whatever, that we can bring them from darkness into the light. We've been talking about that in John. And that's our goal, is we want people to step from the darkness into the light, start walking in God's word as a Christian, and become strong, mature Christians and good contributing members to society. And everyone can do it. It's a choice that they can make.
Right. And that's, you know, God says that the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. And Maria, she has a great ministry in the local city of Vista and what she's doing as far as helping those that that need a hand and need guidance in their life, godly guidance and godly counsel. And the world is hurting. It says creation is eagerly awaits for the sons and daughters of God to show themselves and demonstrate the kingdom of God. And is very important as we follow after Christ that we begin to not only just enjoy in what God has done for us, but also begin to disciple those that that do not know about Christ. It's such a great call and great commission that God has bestowed on everyone that is a believer, everyone that is a follower. Because there's so much, as you look at our country today, if you look at all the cities, not just San Diego, and but the state of California, and you know, all across the United States, is that, you know, people are sick and tired of being sick and tired, but they want not only to know that they can prosper in a time where everything else said that they can't, but they need to know that, you know, there are men and women out there that love God and care, and that God
Amen.
Loves them. Now,
Amen.
God held us accountable to two things when he fulfilled the law through his son, Jesus Christ. He said, one, to learn how to love him, and two, learn how to love our neighbors. And, you know, it's one thing to, you know, to help other people with charities and all that. But there's people out there that's hurting, and they just need to know the love of God. They need to know that God cares for them and that he loves them. And when you study, you're studying in the book of John, and you're reading about John, and John demonstrates God's compassion, his heart, towards the non-believer and believers. And we get to see, actually, in the book of John, just the glory of God, that, you know, he was rose from the dead. And the cross, as we look at the cross, it brings glory to God, that we serve a God that is alive and that he's living. And it's a great and wonderful experience when you have Christ in your life. You know, your whole world will change. And our goal at Genesis and our goal as believers and my goal as a pastor is just to encourage people in the Lord and let them know that all things are possible. So when they're feeling hopeless, that they know that, you know what, there's hope in the Lord. As we hope in him, that he will bring forth, you know, his goodness and his grace and his mercy. And he will strengthen us when we're weak in our time of weakness. And it's just an awesome time that we're living in. And God is, you know, this year is a year of prosperity, is a year of blessing for those that can believe that, those that can receive it, no matter if the economy is doing whatever the economy is doing. That doesn't affect God, because he owns everything and he controls everything. So we put our hope and our faith in him.
You know, something you said makes me think of this, that years ago we did not have welfare, and most of us just went from one paycheck to the next each week, and it was the churches who reached out and touched the hand of those in the community. My
right.
mother used to give a sandwich to people who would walk by her house, and they would sit on the back porch, and she'd make them a sandwich, and they would go on. That's how we show God's love. Since the government now gives so much welfare, people are not feeling and seeing the hand of God like we used to be able to demonstrate it. But, you know, that doesn't mean we have to give that up.
Right.
We do it anyway. We need to move out again more and do more like what we used to, and go into the communities where people are less fortunate and have need, and begin to ask, how can I help you? And the one thing I learned, is because I've done this for many years, is that it's not always the best thing to give people money.
Right.
They need other things to help them to stand up on their own two feet. They might need education, or they just might need love or someone to take them to church. Hey, I'll come up and pick you up and take you to church every week. How about if we go to youth night?
Right.
Maybe you have a young teenager and they're home alone. Hey, why don't you get somebody at school and let's just invite them to go to church with you down to Genesis Ministries Youth Night.
Yes.
Do you have a youth program? I just feel that yes. maybe you should tell about that.
You know, we do have a youth program where our youth go out into the city and they minister to other youth at the local hangout spots that we like to call the movie theaters. And because there's a lot of youth that really do not have a safe environment to go to. And a lot of times they find themselves at, you know, in front of movie theaters or a place where they can gather collectively. And our youth have been going out to these different community spots where one is the movie theaters, and they've been ministering to other youth. What I've been encouraging our youth to do is be participant in the schools a little bit more, because our public school system, you know, if our kids are being trained in the church and they are being they're being filled with the knowledge and the love and the wisdom of God, it's after they're filled up, we need to let them be able to pour that out into the people that their pastor would not be able to see.
Right.
So we encourage our youth to become evangelists for God, but it's a little differently, because there's people on your job that you can't, you know, that the pastor cannot reach, but you can reach. There's people on your job that they may not hear They may not go to Genesis Ministries International or come to a prayer group, but you can reach that person or you can pray for that person. And that makes the difference because God commissioned us to go out and to preach the gospel and to preach the good news. You know, preach the good news of Christ. Preach the good news that God so loved the world that he gave his son. Now, as we take Jesus to the streets or take him on our jobs, then we begin to have a greater influence in our community, in our bodies of government. It just takes one. I mean, Christ won the world. He died for us all. But it was just one. So I'm saying as we do those things, it's a different type of evangelism. You know, everybody does not have a radio station, but you do have, if you're a believer, you do have the Spirit of the Lord, and he will guide you. He'll give you the words to say when you're out and about. Instead of just ducking and hiding when there's somebody is hurting, stand up, be bold. You know, I'm encouraging our youth to be bold. Be bold about the things of God, because the devil is bold about what he's trying to do, that he's on a mission.
Mm-hmm.
And as we strengthen our kids, as we strengthen our youth in the knowledge of God, in the wisdom of his word, I believe that the cities will begin to change. Our kids will begin to change. We will begin to care about the things that God cares about. And we'll begin to put, you know, people first before ourselves. It's all about the kingdom of God and advancing the kingdom of God. It's not about ourselves, and that's what
right.
Jesus was demonstrating when he walked the earth. I would imagine that he wouldn't even be inside some of these four walls, local churches, but he would want those believers to get out and be demonstrating the good news of the Jesus Christ. And I, you know, it does, because the youth today, they don't look like the youth of old. And we're not going backwards, and we're moving forward. And the kingdom of God is advancing. So I encourage the children, I encourage the youth, I encourage all of those as believers, as the body of Christ, to continue to preach the good news, to continue to help those that need help, to feed the hungry, to give words of encouragement to those that need words of encouragement, so that they would be strengthened, and to begin to speak life into areas, because God said that the power of life and death is in the tongue. So when we begin to speak life to certain areas that are run down, we will begin to see those areas be affected supernaturally by the power of God. And we want our nation to be united. We want our nation. We want our president, no matter if he's Barack Obama or Romney or whoever, but we know that God is in control, but we want our country to be the United States of America, the pillar that's on the mountaintop, the tower, the lighthouse that is on the mountaintop, so that the world can see. We live in a beautiful country. You know, and God has did a good thing when he created mankind. When he created us, he said it was good. So man is good, and that we just have to demonstrate the love of God and do not fall back and do not be dismayed when things happen, but be encouraged, because our greater days, our better days are ahead.
That's right. You know, each church has what I'd call its own personality. And, for instance, the church where we go, the people have chosen to do their outreach in some different, unique ways. And each church can decide how they want to reach their community. And you spoke of one way. Our church, one of the things they do is they have a group of people who go out and they seek out. They don't necessarily go to our church, but they seek out widows. And then they paint their houses.
Oh, wow, that is wonderful.
But when they started their church there, which was about 10 years ago, They were next to a junior high school, and they were meeting in the junior high before they got their building. And they were working with the principal of that school, and every year they worked with the principal, and they selected about 80 to 100 kids, and they'd give them a backpack every year for school and something for Thanksgiving and Christmas from that church to those kids of need in that school. And that's unique. You know, you don't hear of that exactly happening in that way very often.
Right.
So churches can be creative. You know, we have our producer on the line here, and I'd like Maria to say hello, and maybe she'd have a question for you or comment.
Hello, Pastor Juan. Thanks
How
a lot
are you doing,
for coming
Maria?
Over. Thank you. Yes, thank you very much. My question is only one question. I have found many young students. Okay. Now, young students, they are students, but they are illegal.
Okay.
I have found they are illegal, and I believe that education can make human become a person. And these people, young people, they come from many different countries. But my concern is for my country. I'm from Thailand.
Yes.
And I have a friend from Laos and Cambodia. They came here. Now, their parents, it worked so hard, worked very hard from the restaurant, from to support, and to let their kids and their young their children to go to school. But the problem is they don't have green card, and they are illegal. How can we help them? That's all I need to know, how to help them.
Well, I'm not a lawyer, and two, there is help for them. And I have a friend that is a professional at that's his profession as far as helping those that might be here, quote unquote, illegally or lawfully. But the law does provide the remedy for them, meaning that there is a way for them to be able to stay in this country lawfully and legally. And that comes with knowledge of the law. And, you know, I can't get into the particularities of that, but I know there is a method for them to be here lawfully where they do not have to worry about being deported and all of those things. The law says that it provides the remedy for when there's lack. So there is a remedy that is provided by the law for those that are here, but you would have to research that, and you would have to learn about that, and I can put you in contact with a professional that can help all of your friends that are there. See, the problem is that there's most people that are here illegally, meaning by not having a green card or something to that nature, doesn't mean that they cannot stay here lawfully. So there is a method, there is a process of doing that, and when they start to do that, they will get the status that they're looking for, and that is to be an American if they want to be an American.
And for those listeners who are listening, you can get that information by emailing me at diane@lenning.com, D-I-A-N-E at L-E-N-N-I-N-G.com, and I will forward your message to him to find out that information. But yes. I think you started out with really the best point, that there is an answer to it. And that's part of stepping from the darkness into light. I know many fear being shipped back to their country because they know people who've been shipped back.
Right.
So what you do is you learn by that, and you
right.
find out from people like we're talking now. We're hoping, for instance, to be able to make some pamphlets available to people through the Rum Jai International Church to inform people how to approach
right.
doing the work. Because sometimes when people have approached, they've not approached in a good manner, and they've been sent back. So they
right.
have this fear. So, but there is a way to do it. There are legal qualifications, or status, they call it, where you can apply for citizenship. But
right.
it depends on the facts of each individual's case. So that's why when people ask you questions, they're not grilling you in or anything. They need to know the answers to those in order to tell or figure out which status applies to you, so you can apply for citizenship. But the important thing is right here now, you can all get educated, because they don't ask for your status when you
right.
go to school. I'm a retired educator, and we could not ask if students were legal or not. So you can go to school, get your education, learn your English, keep studying, and then start Googling, you know, immigration, citizenship. Look up the law. It's out there. Just Google it and start reading and blogging and finding out for what other people have done. There are people who have gotten their citizenship, so you want to find out what they've done. And Maria
right.
might have a little bit more light to shed on that, since she gained citizenship here. Maria, do you have a comment?
I think both of you know better than me. The only one thing my concern is the young people. We have to be fair to young people. They're not confused. They just want to learn that how to make their parents and their family get out from the darkness. They live in the dark corner. They live by fear.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know who to go ask. So if possible, how can we help them to come out? What I need is how to help them to not live by fear. They live by fear.
Well, they need to know the status qualifications for how to apply for it. Like the one everybody knows about, because I can't just list them all, because then that gives people too many ideas. They have to have their personal facts. But everybody knows, I think, that political asylum is a status
Amen.
In which you can apply for citizenship. So if you have left your country because it's in war and violence and you fear for your life, you can apply for citizenship under political asylum. If you have a family here who is a citizen and they sponsor you, you come live with them, you can apply for citizenship as, and there as your sponsor. Or if you marry a citizen, you become a citizen. But, you know, there are other facts that might pertain to different individuals that would apply. So I can't give you all the answers, but I'll give you an idea of there are some, like he called them remedies, that's a legal term. There are some answers to getting citizenship. We have about 7 million illegals in California alone who need this information.
Yes.
So once you learn it, you need to tell your other friends about it and what applies to them, so they can step from darkness into light.
That's right. And there's it is a process, and it does not happen overnight. But once you start to look at the process of what it takes to be able to do that, the United States and the law will give you the peace, meaning that whatever you're able to do lawfully is what you're able to do.
Right.
Now, the things that can you establish citizenship? Sure you can. If you're here illegally, sure you can. Is there a process of doing that? Yes. Some of it is convoluted, meaning that they're not the United States is not is not going to give you that information, but it is there. It's in color. So,
yeah.
So
they don't put it on the billboards,
right?
On the freeway,
I mean, because they don't want to just give that information out there to those that are illegal.
Right.
I mean, we're in commerce,
right?
So,
and we have laws that we have to abide by.
But we do abide by the laws, and the law, if equity is produced in any type of arena of the United States of concerning the law, equity will always prevail. And meaning that is that when you do things that are lawful, you will always prevail. And the remedy, the law will provide the remedy. The law will provide for you, even if you lack in the facts or the knowledge of how to do it. But it is a process. And at this point in time, I can't go through all the processes of how to do that, but we can get you that information. Once you email Diane with your request, we will contact you and give you that information to be able to do it lawfully.
I'm not an attorney either. We're not giving legal advice. We're just giving you our experiences so you understand that. You don't rely on our comments as legal advice.
Right. And that's absolutely
correct.
Excuse me.
It's no way to have probation or anything, huh? No way at all. If the immigration caught them or something like that. It's no way for probation, huh?
I'll let him answer that in a minute, but I have another thought I wanted to make sure I address, is that when you're an illegal person here, you're in the state of unlawfulness.
Right.
So when you are stopped, the law has greater probability to pursue information about you, because you're not a citizen, and you don't feel like you're doing anything wrong. You're just living your life, but it's your circumstances are unlawful. So that's why if you committed a crime, for example, you could be sent back home. So the longer you wait to do your citizenship paperwork, you're in a time of limbo in which you have put yourself in jeopardy of being sent home if something happens. So I think it's important that people begin to research this and find out what they can do. Okay, now probation, I'm trying to think of what you meant by that question. They're not on probation here. They're just in a state of unlawfulness.
Right.
By being here.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe at this time of probation,
the word that she's actually she says unlawfulness, but the word is actually you're in a place of dishonor. So you're either in a place of honor, or you're in a place of dishonor, and according to the law, we can only do those things in which we can do lawfully. So if we're acting dishonorably by being here illegally,
mm-hmm.
then we have to go back and do it honorably. And it is a way of doing that. And it's just like coming out of the darkness and going into the light. And it's something just like the thief that was on the cross. One recognizes who's Christ, and once he repented from being a dishonorable person, Jesus said, "In this day, today, you will be with me in paradise." So, we have to repent from the dishonors that of where we at in regards to, you know, being here illegally. And it's a process, but it's the same way, and the law honors that. And when you talk about God and His law and His word, and, you know, the law of the United States recognizes it. But it has to be, that would be the equity of the law. But, you know, what happens is that people hide and they in fear because, you know, it causes you to you know, not to believe that God exists. You know, now God says that He puts His judges, He puts His law enforcement people, He say He puts them in their offices. Now when we trust that, what the word of God, you know, and we walk these things out that we do not know and do not understand, God will show you how strong He is. And our faith mm-hmm. is not in man, but it's in God. Now, God established everything that we have, even today. He's given us wisdom in every area. And He will give every mm-hmm. person wisdom in the area. If they are illegal, He will give them wisdom in how to become legal, and it will be a simple process. It would be just repenting from being in one place and coming over to the other place. I mean, if that's the way it happened for the thief that is on the cross, why would you think that it would be any different for those that are here that are illegal and believe that God exists and believe that He is the Christ? So the same principle, it works. So, I mean, people that you're talking about, whether they're in probation or in jail, the principle still works. So, I mean, it works for everyone if they're able to produce the equity. But, you know, people don't produce the equity. They don't produce the they're looking for a quick fix. They're looking for you know, they're looking for to gain something without truly believing. And you can't sneak into the kingdom of God. You can't sneak before the Father. He knows who belongs to Him and who does not.
Well, you just said some people want a quick fix, and I was just thinking the same thing, that once you do begin to step from darkness into the light, it's not going to always be real quick, because you have to kind of step out of it and let the things fall off, the shackles fall off of the old ways of doing things, and you're going to take on new ways of doing things. It's going to
That's
be
right.
a yeah. new life.
It's
a better
new
life.
Life. Yeah. It's a better
yeah.
life.
Okay. Yeah. That's what stepping into light means. It's going to be a better life.
Yeah, and repentance means you're turning away. You're turning away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah. we're going to turn away from those things, those dishonorable things, these things that keep us shackled, those things that keep us slave to sin, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to repent from those, and we're going to start walking towards Christ, towards God, and then we're going to continue to walk with God. So, I mean, and that's what He's looking for. That's what the world is looking for. They're looking for men and women that will walk by the Spirit of the Lord. Now, I can sit here, I mean, and I can talk to you on the radio about that God is great and He's good, but He says all things are possible to those that believe. So everything is possible to the believer, but those that don't believe, you know, then it's impossible. So, I mean, in order to gain wisdom and to get understanding and to be protected in a time when everybody else is struggling and everything else is chaotic, you're going to have to trust in something that is a little bit greater than the one that created everything. Everything belongs to God. And when we realize that, He'll give you the wisdom. Because He says, if you lack wisdom, ask of Me. So we just need to ask of Him in the event of you not knowing how to get legal and you want to be legal. God wants you to be legal and lawful and do things lawfully. He wants that. But Christ fulfilled everything of the law concerning the law. And he will give you that grace, you know, but he's going to want you to serve him and to come and walk with him. Now, what everybody's going through is a simple process to get delivered. The only thing that you have to do is just turn to Christ. It doesn't matter what your situation is, because wisdom will begin to come. Because he said in the latter days that God will pour out his spirit upon all flesh, and that he will write his words upon the tablets of our hearts and on our minds. So God is going to, you know, give us his way. And he said that his ways are higher than our ways. You know, so, and he says he used the simple things of God to profound the wise. So, I mean, it's just simple things. Now, you look at repentance and you mean, hey, if I just start walking towards doing the right thing, God's going to honor me? Yes, he will. Because you do not want to walk towards doing the things that are dishonorable. So it works in every facet of our life. God is there. He's there. He's got his hands on the judge. He's got his hands on you. He can say one word and we all would understand. It doesn't matter what language we speak. And he's a good God and he's a gracious God.
Oh, my goodness, my young man from Africa just called. John. Oh, he hung up. He hung up. We've been waiting for John from Africa to call, and he just called in, and then he hung up. Let's pray that he calls back.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, I just wanted to keep praying, Maria. I just wanted to clarify one thing that I was not. He's back in. Let's just see if I can connect. Hello, John. How are you? Hello, John. This is Diane. We have with us tonight, John, Pastor Vaughn from a church in Oceanside, and Maria. You've talked to Maria, and you're about an hour or so late calling in. So I'm wondering what we should do here. But I'd kind of like you and Pastor Vaughn to connect. Pastor Vaughn, do you have a question to ask him? Of John, he speaks Swahili and usually interprets our scripture, usually.
John, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
It's very nice to meet you, brother.
Very nice. I'm feeling good. How are you?
Now, John, what country are you? You're from in Africa?
Kenya.
Kenya. Great.
Hey.
Wonderful. Now we have ministry in Ghana, in Accra. We have 15 churches in Ghana.
You should look in Kenya.
Well, we're going to have to come to Kenya and see you.
Amen. He already wanted me to do that. I wonder, we're getting close to the end, and it might be closing up on me. We only have a few minutes here. So I'm wondering if we could have Pastor Vaughn pray, and then we could have John go ahead and do his interpreting chapter 2 in Swahili. Could we do that?
Wow. Wonderful. Wonderful. Dear Lord, we just thank you, Father, for all the nations that are listening in to this radio show. Lord God, of Diana and Maria and John in the country of Africa, Lord God. And we just pray, Lord God, that you send forth laborers, Lord God, not only in the country of the United States and Thailand and also in Africa, but throughout the world, Lord God, that a fire will begin to burn in the hearts of men and women and children that believe in you, that they just want people to know you, Lord. Father, that they would just want people to know you, that when they go to their schools or when they go to work or when they go to church or when they go and into the marketplace, Lord God, that in their hearts, Lord God, that when you begin to talk to them and give them words of wisdom, that they will begin to be sensitive and bold enough, Lord God, to minister to those that are around them, Lord God. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you will heal our nation, that you will heal the nations and the land, and that people's hearts will return and that they will repent and that they will turn towards you and that they will look to God and they will and that they will bow their knees to Jesus. And Father, we thank you, Lord God. We give you praise, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that you continue to provide for Diana and Maria and then also John in Africa. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Now, it's kind of expensive for him to call, so let's let him go ahead and interpret the second chapter of John, and we would love if you all could stay on with us. It doesn't take too long, but we understand your time commitment. So go ahead, John.
Okay. I'm reading John, the book of John, chapter 2.
Great.
Na siku ya tatu, palikuwa na arusi huko Kana, mji wa Galilaya, na mama yake Yesu alikuwepo. Yesu naye alikuwepo amealikwa arusini pamoja na wanafunzi wake. Hata divai ilipotandika, mama Yesu akamwambia, hawai divai. Yesu akamwambia mama, tuna nini? Nini? Tuna nini? Nini? Nawe? Saa yangu haijawadia. Mamaye akamwambia watumishi, lolote atakalowaambia fanyeni. Basi kulikuweko huko mabalasi sita ya mawe, nayo yamewekwa huko kwa desturi ya Wayahudi na ya kuwataza, kila mmoja anapata kadiri za ziwa mbili tatu. Yesu akamwambia, jalizeni mabalasi maji, nao akajaliza hata juu. Kwambia sasa, tekeni mkampeleke mkuu wa meza. Akampeleka naye mkuu wa meza alia alipo yaonja yale maji yaliyopata kuwa divai, wala sijui yalipotoka, lakini watumishi walijua wale waliowapeleka yale maji. Kumbe mkuu wa meza alimuita bwana arusi, akamwambia, kila mtu kwanza huandaa divai hiyo iliyo njema, hata watu wakisha kunywa sana ndipo huleta iliyo dhaifu. Wao umeiweka divai iliyo njema hata sasa. Mawazo huo wa ishara Yesu aliofanya huko Kana ya Galilaya kuwatirisha utukufu wake, na wanafunzi wake wakamwamini. Baada ya hayo akashuka mpaka Kapernaumu na mama yake na ndugu zake na wanafunzi wake wakakaa huko siku nyingi. Verse 13. Na Pasaka ya Wayahudi ilikuwa karibu, naye Yesu akaweka mpaka Yerusalemu. Akaona pale hekaluni watu waliokuwa wakiuza ng'ombe na kondoo na njiwa, na wenye kuvunja fedha wameketi. Akafanya kikoto cha kitambaa, akawatoa wote katika hekalu na kondoo na ng'ombe, na akamwaga fedha za wenye kuvunja fedha. Akazipindua meza zao, kuambia wale waliokuwa wakiuza njiwa, yaondoeni haya, msifanye nyumba ya baba yangu kuwa nyumba ya biashara. Wanafunzi wake wakakumbuka ya kuwa imeandikwa, wivu wa nyumba yako utamiza. Basi Wayahudi wakamjibu wakamwambia, ni ishara gani tuonyeshao kwamba utafanya haya? Ishara gani tuonyeshao kwamba utafanya haya? Yesu akamjibu akamwambia, livunjeni hekalu hili, nami katika siku tatu nitalisimamisha. Basi Wayahudi wakasema, hekalu hili lilijengwa katika muda wa miaka 46, naye utalisimamisha katika siku tatu. Lakini naye yalinena habari za hekalu na mwili wake. Alipofufuka kwake, basi alipofufuka katika wafu, wanafunzi wake wakamkumbuka kwa kuwa alisema hivi, wakaliamini lile andiko na lile neno alilonena Yesu. Hata alipokuwepo Yerusalemu kwenye sikukuu, wakati wa Pasaka, watu wengi waliamini jina lake walipoziona ishara zake alizozifanya. Lakini Yesu hakujionyesha kwao, kwa kuwa yeye aliwajua wote, na kwa sababu hakuwa na haja ya mtu kushuhudia habari za wanadamu, kwa maana yeye mwenyewe alijua yaliyomo ndani ya wanadamu. I'll finish reading. Let me repeat verse 17.
Okay.
Wanafunzi wake wakakumbuka. Akaona pale, verse 14, akaona pale hekaluni watu waliokuwa wakiuza ng'ombe na kondoo na njiwa, na wenye kuvunja fedha wameketi. Akakiota kiota cha fedha wenye kuvunja fedha, akazipindua meza zao zote. Amen. I'm reading that verse 14 just because of they were selling doves and in the house of the Lord, and he was annoyed. That's why he came. Walikuwa wanauza kondoo na njiwa kwa nyumba ya Baba, naye akakasirika akaja. Yesu akamwambia, you cannot be selling these things in the house of the Lord. This is the house of the Lord. Mwuzuza hizi vitu kwa nyumba ya Baba. Hii ni nyumba ya Baba. Imejengwa for worshiping, kwa abudu jina lako. Amen.
Amen. You know, is that, finish it there, John? I'm still praying that we're going to be able to save up enough money to send you to buy a laptop so your church can listen to this when you're on. But keep hope. Yeah. We're still praying, and we're believing God's going to provide that need. I'm just so happy that you're with us tonight and blessed by your wonderful, beautiful language. I love listening to foreign languages.
Yeah.
And, you know, the amazing thing is I hear a real commonality. Every so often I hear little Spanish phrases. I speak Spanish. So it's like, Japanese has a lot of Spanish sounds, and it must be the Latin somehow is permeates through all the languages of the world, at least in certain ones. It's really interesting to me. But I think one day God's going to help us all to understand in one language again.
That's right.
Will bring us back together after that Tower of Babel separation of languages.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
Okay, Maria, did you have a comment?
Yeah, if Pastor Vaughn understand. Okay, anyway, hello, John. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Oh, yeah. It's nice to talk to you on the chat on the Facebook. Anyway, is Pastor Vaughn understand this language that John's saying?
Do I understand Swahili? No, I do not.
No, okay.
But I understand that he is reading the Word of God, and I understand that, and that I know that we're both brothers in the Lord, as well as Maria and Diana.
Hallelujah.
I know that you're my sisters in the Lord. So even though he's all the way on the other side of the world, we recognize like spirit, kindred spirits. So it's wonderful to hear John read in his language, and it just shows us how beautiful God is and how strong he is.
Great, John. We're going to give you a couple of minutes to speak in English and or Swahili, and to pray in both languages,
pray,
if you'd like to. John?
Okay. Well, nimeshukuru sana kusikiza kipindi kwa Hope Radio, and God ametenda makubwa. Nashukuru kwa sababu injili tunaeneza Afrika, Kenya, Amerika yote, Mungu anatupenda. We are the same, we are one people. It is only that we differentiate ourselves. We are all good creatures, either black, either white. We worship one God. And that's why we should understand and worship God and bring people to the house of Lord. Bring people closer to God. Bring people, make people understand God.
Yeah.
That's what we should keep doing. And I thank God that we try here in Africa. I'm trying to tell people that it is not witchcraft. We don't practice witchcraft. We should practice believing in God and praying. We should not practice witchcraft. God is there for us all. And not, we should not be saying that God blessed America. No. We should stand up and pray God, practice what God wants. Practice the word of Bible. We should be believing in God each and every day. When we wake up, we see God. When we, the sun shines to us, we should see God. The Mungu aliyetuweka hai, the Mungu wa maajabu, the Mungu ambaye sisi tukimwamini hatutapotea, the Mungu aliye ndani yetu. You can go to school, you can go to colleges, you can be literate. That's because through God, through the word of God, He is faithful. He is always faithful, loving God. He has a great love for us, like nobody else. That's what we should be doing. I feel crying this morning because I'm spreading the word through internet, and I don't know what to say, but God is faithful and God is great. Mungu wa majabu, na Mungu ndiye mkuu, na ndiye ametenda jambo. Let's pray. Father, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, thank you for Diane, Pastor, and Maria. Thank you for the people of America. Thank you for the people all over the world. Thank you for the life that you have given us today. There is no other God like you. Thank you, Lord, for the bread that you are breaking today. Thank you, Lord, for the peaceful country. God bless those people who have conflict. Give them peace in their country. Bless us, Lord. God, have sympathy on us. Have sympathy and have mercy on us. Don't let us perish, but stand with us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Let me pray next week. Mungu sana kusikia kwa njema. Wewe Mungu wa maajabu. Wewe ni Mungu uliye juu na ndiye uliyetuumba. Kuna mwingine kama wewe. Wewe ni Mungu usiye milele na milele. Linako limesimama. Wewe ni Mungu mkuu katika jina la Yesu. Tubariki. Bariki Afrika, Kenya yetu, nchi yetu, Amerika, Diane, Pastor and Maria. Bariki katika jina la Yesu naomba kwa mimi. Amen.
Amen. I understand that in every language. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
How do you
Amen.
Say praise the Lord in Swahili?
Bwana asifiwe.
Say it again.
Bwana asifiwe.
All right. You're going to have to write that for me so I can try to
no,
pronounce
practice,
it.
Practice. M, B, B, W, A, N, A, A, S, I, F, W, E.
Okay, now you are the one calling the farthest distance, and your bill's going to be the biggest. So we'll give you the last couple of minutes, and then we'll let you go. For anything you'd like to ask us or talk about or pray, whatever you'd like in the last couple of minutes before you go.
I want to thank you and to appreciate you, everything that you have been doing to me. Thank you, Diane and Maria. I don't know how we met, but I thank God. I don't know. It was not planned, but it is the work of God. I never wished I would talk to that country, the farthest country like that, but God made it happen. I have been praying to go to school, to go back to college. I told you I dropped out. I've been praying that I know God will make it work. I have less money, but I try. But I know it will work. Katika jina la Yesu, yeye ndiye aishiye milele. Yeye ndiye Mungu mkuu, hakuna Mungu mwingine. Anaweza tenda maajabu, watu wapone. People are dying of HIV here in my country, especially in my village, I know. But I know God can do marvelous. God can do wonderful. People are dying. Children are dying each and every day. You know, Diane?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
You know,
I'm here.
The other time I told you were having a party in our house. You remember? Dowry.
Yeah. Lord,
remember?
I think the Lord has great plans ahead for you. I'm confident in that.
Yeah.
I can just tell by the kind of young man you are, I can just envision all kinds of things that God's going to have you doing there in Kenya. And I'd just like to pray for you a minute, if I may. Dear Lord, we pray that you would bless John and keep your protecting
yes.
hand over him and your angels round about him and protect his family and his church, and that you would help their church to grow in strength and stature of Christ. Help them to get the word out in such a way that they would remain safe and would not become a target of attack. We know it's a dangerous place to live in some parts of Africa. And, Lord, we know that you also want them all to be in your family of God. And we just pray that you would work with John and everyone that he comes in contact with. Bless him. Give him wisdom. Help meet his financial needs. Bless his crops, that the crops will reap in abundance and that he will make more money and that he will remain in good health and not worry and not be stressed. And help him to continue to trust God and to walk in the strength and stature of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
In your name, amen.
Amen.
Hello, Jan.
Yes.
You said he's Pastor who?
Vaughn of a church in Oceanside. Did you have a question to Pastor Vaughn?
Yes.
Yes, what is it?
Hello, Pastor.
Hello, John.
How are you?
I'm doing great. It's wonderful to hear your voice.
You your
he you wants to practice his English. Go ahead and practice your English.
Well, your English,
name?
What's that?
Your name?
Vaughn, Pastor Vaughn.
Vaughn?
Yes.
You'll tell Diane to request me on Facebook. He'll tell you my name.
Yes.
Okay. I'm grateful. You're welcome to my country. You and Diane and Maria, you're all welcome.
Oh, we appreciate
Thank
that. Thank you. I hope someday we can.
Yeah.
That's in God's plan.
Yeah, that's great.
We will.
Okay. Yeah.
No. Well, thank you. And we will come to your country.
I feel like crying. I feel like crying.
John, we will come to your country.
We're coming to your country right now. Just get this video out. I mean, just get this radio show around. We're talking to your country right now. Amen. Just help get this radio show around to all the people in your country. Post it on Facebook and tell your friends. And work at people to help get them. And we'll get the word to them.
Yesterday. Hello? Yesterday,
yes.
Jan. Yesterday we had some youth leaders meeting, church youth leaders.
Yes.
And there is one person who had the laptop. So we tried to get the show listened to. I told them, you should be calling this on the radio and talk to some pastors in America. I don't know that I did not tell them that I talk.
Uh-huh.
I told them it is free. It is for everybody.
Good.
Yeah.
Do you know if they called in?
I comment on Facebook. Yeah.
Let me explain that they are archived, so they can go in any time now. Later, if they just have the date or read the title, and they can listen any time later.
Yeah, I told them like that. But we did not have the flash player. You know the flash player?
Right.
The laptop?
Right.
Adobe flash player.
Do they have it at the library or anywhere, or the university?
You know, I dropped from university. I'm at home now. When I go back to the university, it will be very easy.
Yes.
Because we have internet and wireless. And
right.
In the university, you know, I lead the youth. It is called CU, Christian Union, you know.
Uh-huh. We're going to pray that you can get the money to go back to university. I know you're struggling for that, but we're going to pray that God will bless you and help you be able to go back to the university.
But yeah. tomorrow is on a Sunday. I'm going to the university to tell that there is a show, a blog talk radio, you know.
Good.
That I learned on internet, and it is very encouraging. It is very blessings. So I want the people at the Christian Unit at the university. You can Google more university. You know, my father had less money, so I'm trying to look for around few money, just few money remaining. But I don't know, God will help. So tomorrow I'm going there to preach to them.
Good.
So,
great. Okay. He has hung up, so we are here alone, us three again. Let me connect Maria. I disconnected her for a minute. So okay. Now it's just Vaughn, Maria, and I. Wasn't that interesting?
That was wonderful.
Oh, wonderful. Look at how wonderful that John had a chance to be with us. Thank you.
Yes. Oh, that's
thank
just because we went
thank
on too long.
Praise the Lord. And thank you, Pastor Juan. Oh, thank you so much. You come in there right on time. I will never forget that night at St. Francis Church that night, huh?
Yes.
At the wall. Yes. God is so good. God is good all the time. And
all
I miss you. Can we be together again sometime, three of us?
Anytime.
I hope so.
Again.
Anytime.
Okay. Who would like to close in prayer? We've gone way over, so... Pastor Bond, would you like to close in prayer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Dear Lord, we just thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. And you're worthy of all praise, Lord God. You continue to unite our hearts and unite our countries together, Lord God, to give you glory, Lord God. Father, we thank
praise
you for John. We thank you for Diane. We thank you for Maria, Lord God, of these different nations that are being represented tonight, Lord God. And Father, we just ask that you continue to heal the land, Lord God, and continue to heal the hearts of the people. And we give you praise and we give you glory, Lord God. We ask that you bless all the listeners that have been listening tonight to this show, Lord God, and that they increase in wisdom, they increase in your love, and that they all be encouraged, Lord God, encouraged in the things of you, that they can do it and that they can make it, and that their greater days lay ahead. And we give you praise in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you so much for being with us tonight. That's the end of our show, but we will see you again or hear you again in a week, or every Wednesday evening and every Friday evening. Wednesday, 8 o'clock, and Friday, 9 p.m. And next week, we have our second chapter of John in English and Thai, and we're looking forward to that. Please tell your friends. All these shows are archived, so you can listen back at any time. Our email to contact me is diane@lending.com. So this is Diane saying good night, Maria.
Say good night, Diane. Good night, everyone.
Good night,
everyone. Good night, everyone. And listen.
We love you.
We love you.
We love you. Good night, and God bless you.
Yes.
Take care, step out from darkness into light, and trust God to be with you there.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Next time, God bless you. We love you.
See you next time. God bless you all. Thank you.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, John. Good night,
John. Good night.
Sawadika.
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 Amen. Good night,
Amen.
Maria.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We call you. Jesus, we call you. Jesus, we call you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you.
Well,
thank
we
you.
Don't want to say good night, but good night. It's hard, huh?
Good night.
Good night. Take care. Sleep tight. Talk to you later.
Good night. Sleep tight. See you on the Facebook.
All right. See you on the Facebook, people. Good night.